USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Congressional negotiators on Wednesday agreed to a bipartisan emergency funding package to combat coronavirus, which both chambers are expected to pass by the end of the week. The measure includes roughly $8.3 billion aimed at helping states and the federal government fight the coronavirus, with more than 100 confirmed cases in the United States. The House is expected to vote later today on the measure. It will then head to the Senate on Thursday, enabling the bill to be sent to President Trump's desk by the end of the week. Vice President Mike Pence is meeting with airline CEOs as coronavirus concerns take their toll on the travel industry.
And our airlines have been exceptional partners with us. The executives, but we also want to commend the crews that have been taking such good care of passengers.
And former New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg drops out of the presidential race. This is USA Radio News.
This is sponsored by SAP Concur. According to new research from SAP Concur, nearly 60% of business travelers have changed their travel plans because they didn't feel safe. More than 77% of female travelers say they have experienced harassment or mistreatment while traveling. Nearly 40% have been ignored by service workers, and nearly a third have been catcalled during a business trip. Kim Albright, CMO for SAP Concur.
An equal world is an enabled world, and that's the theme of this year's International Women's Day. At SAP Concur, we believe employers need to work harder to better enable women and other business travelers to stay safe. Employers can do this through better training, technology, and other resources. For example, there are apps that can help travelers understand the safety levels of hotel locations, and other resources to identify developing dangers.
Executives, corporate travel managers, and employees can learn more at concur.com/travel tips.
U.S. companies are still hiring despite the coronavirus scare. Here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes with details.
The ADP private payrolls report for February was released on Wednesday morning, and it shows employment, excluding government jobs, rose by about 183,000 last month. That report was better than most analysts were expecting, though January's number was revised downward a bit to around 209,000 jobs created. Last month, smaller companies led the way, financial services adding the most jobs in February. The government's jobs report is due out on Friday.
Kim Kardashian West is at the White House talking with President Trump about criminal justice reform. It's been an ongoing effort between the reality star and president, who worked closely with the White House on the issue last year. She's also meeting with three women whose prison sentences were recently commuted by the president. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
President Trump set to visit Nashville on Friday after tornadoes ripped through the area early Wednesday morning. At least 25 people have died and thousands more are volunteering with the cleanup effort. Former American Idol star Taylor Hicks is a Nashville resident. He tells Fox News the city is strong and will rebuild.
You know, I think Nashvillians are very strong. I think Southerners are very strong, and I think we welcome, you know, obviously the president and the aid of the government right now to those areas affected, because as someone that has actually come from ground zero, I think we need to offer as much as we can as Americans to give these people that in this area really the need and the care that we should give them and that they deserve. Hands-On Nashville is a really great local organization that provides hands-on volunteer work. I know that they're scheduling a lot of volunteer get-togethers this weekend, and then I've dealt with the Alabama tornadoes and the April outbreaks with the Red Cross. We had a big benefit called Bama Rising. So the Red Cross and Hands-On of Nashville, HON.org, is both of those organizations I'm working with closely, and hopefully we can rebuild these areas as quickly as possible.
For more news, find us online at usaradio.com or check us out on Facebook as well at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.